Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary. Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode of The Read is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Forget about magic shave and clippers. We deserve better products that work specifically for us. Check out GetBevel.com today and use code THERead to get 20% off your first month. That's at GetBevel.com, GetBevel.com. Upgrade your shave experience today with Bevel and The Read. Use code THERead to get 20% off. And now let's get the show started.
Yo!
Oh my god, I'm just excited that I know it this week.
Tastes like candy.
Isn't this your favorite song of all time?
I can feel it when you walk. Even when you talk, it takes over me.
You could have just said yes.
Best song ever.
I am inclined to agree. Just off your enthusiasm alone.
I want it played at my funeral, and I'm not kidding. I might wake up.
I swear to God, if you get up.
And lined it.
And I swear to God, if you get up.
Y'all play that song.
And I swear to God, if you get up, I'm donkey punching the shit out of your ass. You leave this earth once, ho. Not today.
So I'm the entire group cameo.
Okay, and I am Donna Meagle.
And this is The Read. Oh, Parks and Rec is over.
Oh, God, and it ended so perfectly.
Don't tell me I didn't see it.
You just have to know that I'm Donna because Donna is the literal best person in the whole world. She is just...
Yeah, I agree.
She is just... No, but you're going to understand why when you see the finale. She is just the dopest. But really, the whole cast, I fucking love those characters. Parks and Rec is I just love that show. I love it. And I'm so sad that it's over.
I am too.
So, rest in peace to Parks and Rec.
It's not dead.
But it's over, and it was white excellence, so... Speaking of, is there black excellence this week?
There is definitely some black excellence this week. Everybody was sending me links to this this story, and I was going to try and keep with my black history vibe that I was doing.
Okay.
But yeah. I love this story anyway. So this is about 10-year-old Esther, God forgive me, I want to say Okade.
Okay.
I did my best. Esther is a genius. She is attending Open University and is the smartest chick in the UK, apparently.
Oh, okay.
She's a math whiz, knew at 7 years old that she wanted to go to university.
What?
Now is about to snatch the degree. She's number one in her class, got 100% on one of her last math tests. She's sitting here on the news and she's letting you know exactly what X is equal to and Y and Z as well.
Okay.
And you will eat from her plate. Not only that, but Esther has a 7-year-old brother who is also sickening, doing high school math at 7. I don't even count my change no more. I'm just you know what, do the best that you can because I'm not even about to sit here and waste my time with you trying to figure out what these numbers are.
I dead ass still have to use my fingers for multiplication. So the fact that these kids are 10 and doing all this shit that I still could not do.
I'm not interested in dividing long way, short way. I can't do any of those
things. Amen.
10 years old,
Esther. Applaud these children.
Has already planned to own and operate her own bank after she gets her PhD, and she plans to have all of this done by the age of 16.
So and why the hell not?
From her plate. Shout out to Esther.
Congratulations, Esther, genius. And your little brother. Black excellence this week. Very
Esther's
dope.
Laboratory.
Woo!
Bitch, you guessed it! Woo! You were right.
You know, eventually the people are going to start joining me in protest when you fucking start that screaming bullshit, okay?
That might be the last one. I kind of have come up with what I want to call the hot top, whatever, the celebrity portion.
Are you
going to
tell us now or are you going to wait till next week?
I'll wait till Black History Month's over.
Okay. So it must be terrible. Is it something that's going to shame
the
ancestors?
I just feel like bitch, your guest that is fun for
okay.
This
no, yes,
just
festive.
It, on out.
It is.
So the latest lie about Beyonce is that she moved to LA because she's planning on quitting music for a while.
Okay. Where is this coming from?
Focusing on acting.
All right.
This is what I have read. There, it's been on lots of talk shows and blogs Beyonce has decided to leave music to pursue an acting career. And I just brought that up because I want to say that I know for a goddamn fact that that's a damn lie. And I find it, you know, I just think it's great that, because I'm reading on the websites and they're like, uh-huh. Oh, pal of B&J says this is the reason they moved to LA. Beyonce wants that Oscar so bad that she...
Girl.
It's all bullshit. All right.
All right.
However, I just want to also acknowledge that it cut me deep when they left.
Yes.
I just...
I was very hurt.
I'm still a little hurt behind it, but it's fine. You know, wherever.
I mean, because first Solange left and it stung, but I was like, it's okay. You know, Blue Ivy is still in Tribeca. I'm fine.
Right.
And now. And so it's just like, so what is it? So
what do we're, I have
what else
left?
Is, what is tethering me to this city now? I don't even know.
There, no, honestly, like the shittiest moments of the city, sometimes it would pull me back. It was just like, well, you know what, Beyonce's down the street.
Yes, so it's exactly.
Just like,
every time
I live on the same island as Beyonce, Jay-Z,
yes,
and Blue Ivy.
Exactly, that shit used to come from me, and so now it's just like,
but
I have,
you know,
nothing.
She needs, Blue Ivy deserves a front yard, backyard, side, you know, a forest.
I mean, and is it outrageous to think that maybe they just want to go somewhere that is not this goddamn cold? Like, have you motherfuckers, it's not like you cannot think of any reason why anybody would move out of New York City and go to LA. Like, it's a million fucking reasons.
The
to
black
go to
gay
LA.
Community does it twice a year.
Like, shit, if I had the money, I would be living in LA right the fuck now. And I would see New York from May to October. And that would be it. Because it gets too fucking cold here. So, girl, maybe they just moved because they want their baby to be able to go outside and play and not have to bundle up in a parka and be on like a little 8x8 concrete square where Julius can guard her at all times. Like, maybe they just want her to have a regular ass life,
you know. So
but I am,
I'm
hurt.
So tired of the Real Housewives of Frozen, and I'm gonna go ahead and just say it now. Because this is some bullshit. Anna, Elsa, Olaf, Griffin, I don't know, whoever, the all of them niggas need to go the fuck home. They need to let it the fuck go, because I'm sick of this shit. Like, how negative numbers, like, that's what happens. All right, fuck off. That's
yeah.
How I feel.
And when it randomly gets up above 35 degrees, all that means is that in 4 hours it's gonna start fucking snowing again.
The same
on top of the snow that never did melt away
you.
All the way the last time.
Been sitting there for fucking
just layers
weeks.
Of
just,
this bullshit.
Hey
just
girl,
growing.
Still here.
Laughing in your fucking face. Because every
2 month old ice, just chilling.
Because you get excited, like, oh man, it's 35 degrees 5 days in a row, and then you find out it's gonna snow all day Tuesday and Wednesday. Like, okay. So it's just like,
how about you go fuck yourself?
This city giveth and then it really snatcheth the fuck away.
So Wiz Khalifa decided that he wanted to discuss his relationship with Amber Rose. Wiz Khalifa and his mother.
Why? Is his mother somebody?
Well, his mother is, Amber Rose's baby's grandma.
Okay. So.
I mean, fair enough. I'm not mad.
So I'm good. I'm going to take that as a no.
So, Wiz Khalifa, basically, I guess he was having like a birthday party. He was going to have a party for the baby. And I'm assuming Amber was supposed to drop Bash, the baby, off at the house.
Okay.
Guess that didn't happen. He tweeted photos of cake and presents at the party and said, we about to party super hard for my young prince. Only thing missing was Bash.
Oh.
And then he went on to say that he's been quiet for quite some time out of fear that Amber was going to make his life a living hell, basically, and that he never cheated on her. And anyone who knows him knows that he would never do something like that. I find that hard to believe. It kind of feels like a
okay
one of those moments where a nigga probably like, maybe she said something about his mama and he was like, well, I'm going to go fuck all of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to him, that's not cheating. I don't know. I don't know. And right. I don't care. I have no idea.
I just, what I don't understand about this is that this baby is two, right? Why the fuck couldn't you motherfuckers come together and decide what to do on his birthday? Why was it even an issue of, are you going to drop him off? Oh, he's going to get dropped off at this hour. Like, why were y'all not even in communication? It just doesn't even, fucking defies logic that this child is 2 years old and his parents cannot communicate enough to decide where the fuck his second birthday party is gonna be. Like, this is ridiculous. Grow the fuck up.
It seems as though what he's trying to say is that it was like some pettiness, like she's mad and just didn't bring the baby because fuck him. And so the mama, she got on Twitter, honey, or Instagram, or one of those social media devices.
And so why is this on the internet? If this is really what's happening, then why are you putting it on fucking Instagram?
Amber,
if your son, no. If you really went all out and gave a fuck about your baby's birthday and you were fucking heartbroken that your child's mother kept him from you, why are you sitting here putting it on Instagram and not trying to find her and your child? Why are you fronting for the internet instead of going out and finding your damn baby and trying to figure out where the hell she is then?
Well, because Amber Rose has been on Instagram gyrating on Christopher Brown.
Okay, so?
Amber Rose was also recently in Trinidad.
Oh, at
this
Carnival?
This was like sex simulation, if you ask me. And I'm fucking Jamaican. Like, I have seen Dagger Ring, but I don't know anything
in the blue
about, yes,
yeah, like that. I saw was that, like, video that was a lot
Cinemax,
yes,
like late night.
I felt like that young man really was having the time of his life. Like, the look on his face was just of pure ecstasy.
And so it said something like, men aren't the only one who can have fun on tour. And then she, like, it was like hashtag whore, hashtag slut, hashtag like dirty bitch. Like I don't know. I guess she was trying to say fuck you. Like, I don't know what that was, but it was very off-putting and just very, it was so strange.
Okay.
So
I mean, but what does this have to do with the baby's birthday party?
My thing is, this is what the fuck happens when niggas tell everybody their business. This is it right here. When you have everybody involved in what's going on with your urethra, when you're telling all of Instagram what's happening to your clitoris, when you're sharing all of your business with people like that, you get to a point where when it does fuck up, not to mention Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose weren't even together very long before they decided that they wanted to get married and have a baby together.
Right.
Aside from that, like, you are already putting all your business out here on Front Street for these niggas to see. So now that, you know, you're fucking hurt and you're already conditioned to do that, now you out here trying to embarrass each other and one up this and go tit for tat and all that. And your baby just wants cake. Like, your baby just wants cake. So what the fuck, like, it's not, Bash should just have the goddamn cake. That's all I'm saying.
And
leave
he is
each
the
other
cutest. He is.
Did you see the video she posted with the comb?
Yes, I have. And the door when he was talking about. Anyway,
he's so cute.
Okay, I just feel like y'all should really be able to work this shit out. Like, come the fuck on. This baby's too. Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa, y'all should be able to get y'all shit together long enough to come together for the betterment of this child, if that's even...
There is a whole lot of hurt going on in there. You know what? It's a word today.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of hurt involved in that breakup, and it would just, I feel like it would be easier to get through it if you left us alone.
Or if you could just not put it, like, I personally feel like if I threw a party for my 2-year-old and that child's parent never brought the baby to me, I would be way too heartbroken to share that moment with the world. Like, that's just me. I'm not saying Wiz Khalifa has to feel that way. I'm just saying I have a hard time understanding why you would put that on fucking Instagram. You ain't got to be heartbroken over it. I just don't get it.
I think they should both stop baiting each other on Instagram and maybe just, you know, take their baby to Discovery. Do they still have Discovery Zone?
Why don't all of y'all log off and just enjoy being rich? I don't get that. You don't have to go clock in every day for a job. Why aren't you thanking God every day for that and getting off fucking social media and just enjoying your money? Why aren't you doing that?
So Tyga and Chris Brown have an album out. Tyga and Chris Brown have been going to radio stations to discuss their album. Did they talk about this album ever?
Is this a surprise?
But either way.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody asked anything about this goddamn CD, but I do know they've told all the rest of their business. So let's have at it.
Well,
Tyga was on Hot 97 and
this is the interview where he looks like a single mother.
Stressed.
Yes.
So they brought up the Kylie Jenner situation.
Ugh. It's like these people are both just complete PR nightmares, and the fact that they actually created an album together just goes to show that literally no one working for either one of them is looking out for their best interests at all.
I think that so basically what I gathered from this when they were discussing it, Tyga is saying that he and Kylie have been friends. He's been friends with the Kardashians for quite some time, even when he was with Blac Chyna. They are not having intercourse. However, when she turns 18, things may be like, even Ebro kept saying, like, you know, she's on layaway is how they referred to it.
Okay. All right.
So Kylie Jenner is 17 years old. Neither one of her mamas has said, these niggas are talking about me on, I'm talking about my baby on the radio, like saying she's on layaway, like a motherfucking Fisher Price tour around fucking Thanksgiving. Like they bitch, like no one has said, hey,
nope.
This is, you know what I'm saying?
All the things that have been said about her. What has her family actually said?
Or the fact that Tyga has admitted that although he isn't penetrating her illegal vagina yet, he is interested and will perhaps penetrate.
Okay.
Like, you all realize right. That you're saying that you're basically holding like a minor to the side and waiting till she's like
right.
Ripe. Like,
right.
Gross. Fucking yuck. And all of these niggas, and even on the radio, because the whole thing with radio and like interviewers today, I'm noticing, is to have them come on there and bait them into saying whatever the fuck is going to make them seem stupid or show how stupid they are. Like to put all of their business out there and then you make that the headline, you know, because that's what we're clicking on. That's what we want to see. That's what generates money for
right.
them. But, you know, in the same token, they laugh with you and kind of like, you know, they have to build an energy where you'll keep talking, you know what I'm saying? They're not
right.
going to tell you, hey, nigga, that's fucking nasty, because then you won't continue to give them ratings gold.
Right.
So it was kind of like, you know, 17 and 25, it's not even that big an age difference. And I keep thinking, like, I'm 27, and like, I'm good on 23, 20. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
No thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just feel like mentally, emotionally, like financially, legally, we're in completely different. But even an 18-year-old, like,
mm-hmm.
ugh, yuck, for what? Like,
yeah.
So you can take my iPad and play all my games all day long? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, as gross as this situation is, and I agree with absolutely everything you just said, it's very difficult for me to pour more emotion into this than Kylie Jenner's own fucking parents. Like, the fact that neither Bruce nor the main devil, Chris, neither Chris nor Bruce has come out to say shit about their daughter and this 25, 26 year old man. Like, neither one of them.
Who is somebody's daddy?
This girl, who apparently is so grown that she can purchase a $2.7 million home and run around in these streets with a 25 year old man and drop out of homeschool, whatever the fuck that means. This little girl, who is so fucking.
She dropped out of homeschool.
What does that even mean? So you quit going downstairs in the morning?
So you lived outside?
Like. So you just officially stopped giving a fuck about everything.
How do you drop out of homeschool?
It is the most overprivileged thing I've ever fucking heard. And so that's why, honestly, I mean, it's a fucked up situation. But until Kylie Jenner's own parents act like they've been trying to get through to her and they can't, like, I don't know how much you want me to give this little privileged ass white girl.
The only one who has given a fuck enough to at least lie is Tyga. Like, of course, because his black ass career
right,
is on the goddamn
because
line.
Because if he says some of the reckless shit that Kanye has said, like, they in love, if he had said that bullshit, then of course his ass would have been, and now all of a sudden it would have really been an issue. So of course, Tyga has to lie.
All I'm going to say about Kanye this episode is that, girl, go with God.
I can't. I really can't. Let me know when he gets a divorce.
On those divorce papers.
And I cannot discuss him anymore. It's like my love for Kanye, it exists, but it is down to its last condition. Like, I cannot deal with him while he's in a relationship with that woman.
I've just decided to fold my love for Kanye up and put it in a sock drawer.
And I'm going to take it out again one day.
It's going to be right there.
But right now it needs to go in a drawer somewhere, and I need to open that space up for somebody new because I can't fucking deal with that motherfucker no more. I can't do it. I cannot.
More on that later. But anyway, so let's talk about Chris's portion of these interviews, and then I think we can be finished.
Oh my God, I forgot that we were not even.
So Chris Brown was, you know, talking a lot about the 1,000 hours of community service that he, you know, that had him fucked up. He also discussed it's actually like mind-blowing when I hear him talk about being incarcerated, because I'm looking at him with his like aquamarine hair and his two nose rings, and I'm just like, man, this nigga was fucking slipping and sliding through that Double Mint commercial, and I said, he's about to be it. Like, I knew Chris Brown with the voice, the looks, the dance, a bit, like, I knew he was about to be out here and like take over the world. One fist in the wrong, a few fists and some teeth.
And then a series of bad decisions, like, and almost nothing but bad decisions ever the fuck since.
And like, I think Charlamagne had said to him on the Breakfast Club, it seems like you embraced the bad boy image. And it was just kind of like, hey, fuck it, you know, this is me, I'm just a nigga
who can't get into Canada. All right, well, congratulations, now you have sold out shows.
More than that.
Are we not there? My bad.
I really just want to bring up Chris Brown, actually, because this episode I want to actually celebrate Rihanna.
Oh, okay. Fun.
I want to celebrate Rihanna because she is the baddest bitch in the fucking music industry.
Okay.
Now, everyone knows how I feel about Beyonce. Let me get it out. Everyone knows how I feel about Beyonce. Beyonce is like, she's like the finish line and beyond. Beyonce is the race. So, like, Beyonce, whatever. Right? We all know. Rihanna is the Rihanna is if Beyonce is the blueprint, the Rihanna is the reprint.
Come on.
She is the way that you should fashion your life if you've got a fuck boy in it. Follow me. So here we go. Chris Brown.
Okay, show me where you going.
Chris Brown was on the radio and he was talking about like several things. But on The Breakfast Club and with Hot 97, he sort of, but not sort of, took shots at Drake. He just kept saying that man ain't making no money off. I'm not making no money by talking about him. I'm not making no money by discussing him, this and the third. Now, we all know that, you know, okay. Drake and Chris Brown, you know, they had their battle extravaganza yeah. in the club that day and whatever. And it was allegedly over
light
Rihanna,
skin fisticuffs.
But then it wasn't.
Yeah.
We all thought that they were cool, you know, because we had seen pictures of them in the studio together. They did that shit for
the
ESPYs. They did Only.
Hmm.
No, Chris is upset.
Okay.
So, on all right. The Breakfast Club, he said something like, what happened? Oh, no. Kanye apparently has like a song or a line in a song where he said something like, Karrueche can never do better than Chris Brown. Which I haven't heard, but it's like, girl, all right, just put a beanie on your baby head and mind your damn business.
Things may be bleak for Karrueche, but I wouldn't give her that. Like, she can always do better than Chris fucking Brown.
So he said on The Breakfast Club, like, oh, that goes for the first one too. Oh, girl. And they were Rihanna. Like, are you talking about Rihanna?
Oh, you're not.
She's like,
talking
yes,
about-
Rihanna. And Angela, I think it was Angela Yee, someone was like, but she's dating Leonardo. There's rumors that she's dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did you hear about the birthday party he threw for her?
Yes.
Bitch.
Which I hadn't even heard until these interviews. And they're all like, nigga, that's fucking, like, that's Leonardo DiCaprio, nigga.
Like, that's absolutely a come up.
But he says, you know, like, well, you know, I'm not no hater and, you know, good for her. But, like, music industry wise, who else are you going to be with? Like a corny singing rapper talking about Drake. Uh-huh. So let's just analyze this situation, shall we?
Well.
Rihanna. Rihanna is the baddest. Okay, so Chris Brown okay. is clearly upset because Rihanna went back and was fucking with Drake for a little bit again while they were out in London, Paris.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they had and remember we were talking and I said this isn't gonna last very long because I don't even know if Drake can handle Rihanna like that. You know what I'm saying? Rihanna is fucking Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? And it was clear. I love the way they did. They had a good time. You know what I'm saying? She still clearly is like they're.
It was like a European thing.
Right. Like they
when
had
we're
their
in
good
France,
time.
When we're in Italy.
But, you know, she claimed him. Like they held hands and all that stuff. They had their good time. It wasn't no secret.
Right.
Chris Brown feels a way about that. Quite obviously. So now all these niggas talking about he can't get into the six and, you know, ride around with his woes or whatever. And Drake, like, threw some shade at him on Instagram.
Did he really?
Yes. Talking about, like, somebody, some OVO person posted a clip.
I'll go find it.
Right.
Okay.
And he said he wished that there was a bucket emoji.
Okay.
Which
I'll go look it up.
Describes waste man. Whatever the fuck that Toronto shit is that they told us about.
Okay.
So now the blogs are back on this Drake versus Chris Brown thing, right?
Okay.
Stay with me.
I'm trying.
Rihanna don't claim nan one of these niggas.
Oh, I love her.
Neither one. You have never heard Rihanna say boo about Drake. Ever. Never. If you ever hear, Rihanna will be at the party. Rihanna may hold this nigga's hands. Rihanna may even make out with the nigga for you to see because Rihanna don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. Rihanna's gonna do whatever the fuck she wants to. And these two niggas could literally beat the Beijing out of each other's hair. And Rihanna is gonna be on the sideline with Jack from Titanic. Baddest bitch in the fucking music industry. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you deal with a goddamn nigga. How you deal with it. The only shit that Rihanna, that they ever could try and give Rihanna yes. in her personal life is her body. People will try and come for Rihanna and say that she's like a hoe. Like, well, you know, the people will try and say that she's a, like, even when the last time Chris Brown and Drake, the last time Chris Brown and Rihanna broke up, he tried to say like she, she would, you know, belong to the industry, or, you know, he tried to say that she was a hoe.
Okay.
Let's talk about the niggas that Rihanna has claimed.
Okay.
Right out here in the streets. Chris Brown when he was hot.
Uh-huh.
Matt Kemp.
Who is fine 24/7, 365.
Drake for a weekend or two.
Okay.
Okay. Great decisions.
Yes.
Let's talk about the niggas that she's rumored with, which mean she may not have even fucked these niggas.
Well, Chris was a terrible decision, but, you know, hindsight is 20/20.
When he was hot. That's all I'm saying. At the height of the double mint gums before everybody lost her goddamn. Let's talk about the rumored ones.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake. Shia LaBeouf.
Hmm.
Now, Leonardo DiCaprio. Hollywood A-list motherfuckers. You're dating Carucci.
Yeah. Carucci.
Kim Kardashian had to jump from Ray J to Nick Cannon to the whole, like, the whole second string New York Knicks or whatever she got Kanye. And she could have been fucking Kanye from the beginning. Rihanna is the baddest. And what makes it even better, what's so delicious
about it
is that Rihanna knows in her heart of hearts that if she wanted to, she could call Chris Brown up and be like, let's do this. Let's be together right now. And he would leave that bitch
right
at the fucking Slauson fucking market
in
or wherever,
her own damn
right
dust.
In her juices, bitch, and that would be the goddamn end of it. And Rihanna knows she could do that shit with Drake if she wanted to too. Rihanna is the baddest bitch out here, and that's why you're mad about it. You can call her a hoe if she wants to. She'll just show you her titties again, bitch, because that's what you Rihanna is the baddest bitch, and like I feel like all you writing in letters about your no good nigga, writing in letters. Chris Brown talking about on Breakfast Club that at one point when he was fucking with Rihanna and Carucci that he wanted, his dream was to basically have both of them pregnant. Like he wants to have a baby with both of them, but he doesn't see it for marriage because he doesn't believe in giving away half of what he earned or whatever the fuck. You and Carucci have your adorable, you know,
whatever,
racially ambiguous baby. Yeah. I can't wait to see what that chunk of love looks like. Congratulations, because I know it's just around the river bend. It's right there.
You know it's coming.
And Rihanna will be over here with Inception, bitch. That's what she's coming for you in your dreams, my nigga. Like, Rihanna is the baddest bitch in the fucking industry. She put Michael Kendrick, whatever that nigga's name is.
Woo!
Is his name Michael Kendricks?
Who?
That fine ass football player.
Matt Kemp?
No, the fucking football player that kind of looks like Chris Brown. The one she made her MCM, and then he was doing all them interviews after his games.
Having no idea about what he's talking about. Sorry.
You niggas at home know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Something Kendrick. The nigga fine as hell. And she made him her MCM just because she probably thought the nigga was cute. The nigga tried to DM her. He was out. He was doing interviews after the game talking about, if anybody knows Rihanna, please.
Yes.
Fucking Rihanna. Beige and gal, them a pot de pum pum. Them a wind up them with island pussy, bitch.
Okay.
Rihanna, okay. The baddest bitch out here. Fucking Robin Fenty.
Okay. Yes. Amen.
That shit hit me like a ton of bricks today, Crystal. I swear to God. I was like, Drake, like this, like I was watching the interview. I said, this nigga is mad.
Yeah.
Like he really is like mad at Drake. Like they were talking about fighting and everything. He was like, ding, ding. Like if the money is right. Like he's willing like to box this nigga. Rihanna.
Over somebody you act like you don't give a shit about. But if Rihanna texted you right now and asked for you back, you would be out the fucking door and headed her way before your fucking iMessage went through. So nigga, quit fucking fronting, because your anger is all we need to see that you still caught up on her ass.
And my girl is 4 or 5 seconds from slaying the game again. She
and
doesn't
this bitch
give
is
a fuck.
On stage with a Beatle. And
animated
y'all think she
full
do better?
Feature films out, motherfucking original songs. My girl is out here dating the Wolf of Wall Street. This bitch is smoking blunts on yachts in Saint Tropez. She's bathing like her fucking adorable ass niece, who is also clearly not seeing it for none of you niggas. Like Rihanna is the baddest bitch out here. The end.
And low-key, I'm offended that you insinuate that the only way Rihanna could do better is by dating, as if to say her life by itself is not better than Chris Brown's. Like, look at fucking Chris Brown.
What he was saying was, who could she get that's better than me. Like, but how could you top me?
But look at
literally anybody.
Like, what do you even mean?
Maybe a nigga that's not on probation.
You could find a nigga not in the industry. You could find a fucking janitor making $35,000 a year and do better than Chris Brown.
Rihanna could sit in nonfiction at Barnes & Noble, and the first nigga that pops up will probably be better.
Then, like, the bar is not very high, my nigga. You giving yourself a lot for no discernible reason. Like, who the hell do you think you are? You need to look at Rihanna and be like, how was I ever on her level, and how could I ever get back there? Like, that's really what you need to be asking
because
yourself.
Because Rihanna was the bigger, and no shade, because I, you know, Chris Brown, I enjoyed his music, and I really, yeah, there were many times, even throughout the Bad Decisions, that I still rooted him for him. I bought the last album. I enjoyed the last album. He just doesn't seem to, like, be able to make, and then, you know, he came forward and said something about being bipolar, or someone said that he was bipolar.
Oh,
I don't
right.
know.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Like, even before, you know, him beating her, Rihanna was the bigger star. Rihanna was fucking Rihanna, like, long before we knew that they were together. So, she just...
I'm just not about to entertain any arguments about Chris Brown and Drake and don't nobody care, when clearly all of this is about how neither one of these niggas can get over this one bitch. So maybe everybody need to focus on why they feel so inadequate that they cannot even be acknowledged by her anymore.
Do it.
I love it. I salute her.
She's waiting. Like, these niggas will be out here on some West Side Story shit, mm-hmm, getting ready to cut each other and fucking, like, at the BET Awards and some shit.
I want to manipulate niggas' feelings like Rihanna does. That's like a new goal. I'm putting
you
that shit on my vision board.
The reprint.
Yes. All right. All right. I see
where
you
went. Because
she's
what? Not looking for a man. Let's get that.
And said that on the red carpet. They asked her what she was looking for in a man. She was like, but... No.
Let's start there.
I'm not looking for a man, so let's just start right there, sis. Like, first things first, I'm me. And look at her. Like, don't even ask Rihanna about no nigga. Look at her life and then ask yourself what nigga is good enough for her. That's the question you should be asking. Don't ask her about no man. Nigga, bye. If I had accomplished everything Rihanna accomplished, somebody asked me why I didn't have a nigga, I would be like, can you see my fucking life? Bitch, I'm me.
Who can keep up?
Who do you suggest? Nigga, bye. Bitch, you could not tell me shit.
She might as well just go ahead and invest in, like, creating one. Just go ahead and okay, build one from scratch. Because
you
who the
might
fuck
as
is
well,
on Rihanna's
right.
Like, are you out of... Anyway.
Girl, bye.
So that was my hearty chuckle this evening.
Okay. Is that it for the...
And furthermore, like, what do you do? Karrueche has to be pissed. Like, she has to be. First of all...
No, she ain't.
First of all, you came on here and basically said that she would give her a slap on the back or booty for dating Leonardo DiCaprio. And you said that you wanted to get both of them pregnant at the same time.
Gross.
And, like...
Gross.
Hasn't she been through enough? But girl, if you ain't sorry for yourself, then I ain't sorry for you either.
I don't know what else to do with her. Like, she's been going back and forth with him too many times. I can't do shit else with her. I'm sorry. I don't have no more attention to give to Karrueche. I don't have it. Bye. Whatever. That's it.
Rihanna is sickening.
She is.
So that's Bitch, You Guessed It.
All right. We're going to take a short break and be right back. Hey guys, if you're anything like us, then you're on the go a lot and it's really cold outside, so you're not really trying to go outside and go shopping anyway. So do what we do and have great nutritionist approved snacks sent directly to your home at office by using NatureBox. Head on over to naturebox.com/3. We want to give you guys a free trial. You'll be able to try out 5 different snacks, and Kid Fury's going to tell you a little bit more about the kinds he likes and how NatureBox works.
Yes, listen, NatureBox has got so much to offer, from the sriracha roasted cashews that are at this point legendary on our show.
Yes.
They've got the Santa Fe corn sticks that I love. They remind me of some of my favorite snacks. They've got granola. They've got dried fruits. Almost anything that you can think of, you can find it on there. And you'll know that you can snack. It's delicious. And you won't have to worry about going to the gym the next day and trying to work it all off and, you know, feeling like needy legs.
Right. These are snacks you can feel way better about. They have zero artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners, zero trans fats, and obviously no high fructose corn syrup. So again, head on over to naturebox.com/3 to get a free trial box of delicious snacks. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you. And now we're going to get back to the show.
Hey, everyone. We are back.
We are back. And it is time for our listener letters. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we may just read your letter on the show. I'm only laughing because Kid Fury was being utterly ridiculous right before we came back from the break. So
you don't know that.
Yes. Well, they do know that because it sounds like something that you would do. Nobody's thinking, oh, wow, that's such a stretch that he would be acting an ass. Like, so. But anyway, send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com.
Whatever.
We actually have an update this week. Remember the lady who wrote to us about her stepson and how he was being so disrespectful to her on social media and his mama was encouraging it and that, but he was coming over to the daddy's house and she used to tutor him and now she doesn't anymore.
Oh yeah. Okay. I do remember this.
All right. So that had to really go deep.
Took me a minute.
Had to really go deep on that one.
Yeah.
So she sent us an update and said, hey y'all, quick update. I did indeed steal that little nigga's Christmas. He did not get a damn thing.
Alrighty.
I talked to him on your advice and I hope that we could at least be civil for my husband's sake. He is really suffering with the constant tension in the house. However, nothing has changed after the talk. His father has to tell him every time he comes in the house that he needs to speak to me. He avoids any area that I'm in and he's completely withdrawn and uses any excuse not to come on the weekends. I should mention that his punk ass chicken head mama admitted to my husband that she has been providing him with weed because she doesn't want him to get weed laced with anything on the streets, aka a bullshit and cop out excuse. More on that later. So that has strained the relationship between father and son too because he feels helpless. I'm pretty sure I don't have to tell you the laws out here ain't checking for a black man trying to give his kids a future. And we do not have ludicrous money to fight this, so the shit is worse than ever. But the silver lining is that we are a strong black couple raising our three kids together we have in love. Thanks for the advice. I feel that it was spot on, but this just isn't meant to be for us.
Damn sure ain't.
All right, girl. I mean, listen, there's only so much you can do with other people's kids.
Correct.
Not your babies. So anyway, moving on.
Not your babies.
I mean, it's good that you went out of your way, but you can't do more than his own biological parents.
I mean, truthfully, I think that he's at an age where that's just the thing, you know, he's going to be...
Teenagers are moody and weird. I was terrible to my mother.
Heinous.
I was so... My wretched. Mama had to post up on me more than... My mama had to hem me up one time in the bathroom. Did I tell you about that time my mama had to hem me up in the bathroom?
Did I tell you the time that my mother said the only reason that she wasn't going to kill me is because she wasn't 100% sure that I did what she thought I did? Okay.
I do remember when you said that, yes.
And she meant it.
And looking back on it, I deserved it. Like, I had such an attitude problem and all this, but I still did not go to the level of disrespect that this young man has gone to. And so that's why I feel like, you know, especially as a step-parent, then you've done all you can do, and that situation is done as far as you're concerned, girl.
Right.
Okay. So our next update comes from the girl who, remember when Dustin and Asante were on and we were doing a bunch of letters? And a girl wrote to us about her and her gay best friend and how they both had the same man crush Monday on Instagram. And
oh, yeah, I wrote that
the girl and not the boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she wrote back and said, I want to clear up something. Dustin and Asante thought I was being sneaky by not telling my friend that the man crush Monday DM'd me. As a matter of fact, when he slid through my DMs, my best friend was actually sitting right there. It wasn't until I told him a week later that I actually did end up going on the date that my friend started to become upset. Okay. At no point did he express that he would be upset if I did go on the date or not. He knew I was going, but his jealousy came out once he saw I had a good time and was happy. The guy and I are still dating, and I'm still super happy that I went on the date. Of course, me and my best friend are still cordial, but whenever my dude calls or if I bring him up in conversation, it's like instant hate in the room. But I've learned that my happiness comes first, and I shouldn't forfeit my happiness for others' bitterness. All right, girl. Okay.
Your friend is so goddamn petty.
It's an Instagram crush. The fact that you are being this kind about it.
He doesn't even like bus, ma.
Look, there's no competition. How are you even really mad?
Like, honestly, if we, like, let's say you and I, a straight friend and
I. I could.
Okay, sure.
I could date a boy.
Let's say you and I.
I could.
We're after the same stud, right? And
that's way more realistic.
You know, if we were attracted to the same person and you got that person and I had like no chance, like right. a stud.
Right.
Right?
Like a stud. Like,
picture me sitting there being mad at you. Like,
you know, I would have to like laugh into your face, right?
Like, if I was like sincerely attracted to the person, maybe I would be a little jealous for like 2 seconds. But my, like, there are dicks everywhere. Dicks are everywhere.
There's never been a shortage, and there never will
be. They're all over the place. So just like.
You can't be mad at the one that wants your friend in her vagina.
And would have never wanted your rectum anyway.
It's just, he wasn't going to want you anyway, boo. Girl, anyway.
But don't say that to him because you already know.
I mean, but like, you're mad for no reason. Like, get mad at biology. Like, you mad at God right now? Like, okay,
damn.
You're just pissed. Okay.
Somebody will bring you with someone too, sweetie.
It'll happen one day.
It's
so anyway.
For all of us.
So our first question comes from a police officer.
Next.
And our second question comes from a girl who has a question about dating. But the police officer is a black man, so. And it's not what you think it is.
I'm sure it's not. Go ahead.
Okay. So this question comes from Alex, who I pray sent in a fake name. And it says, Dear Kiffier and Crystal, I'm a huge fan. I only started listening a month ago, but I'm finally caught up on all the episodes and you guys give dope advice. Thank you.
Appreciate
so here's
it.
My problem. A year ago, I started dating this young lady. I'm head over heels for her. She has a 15-month-old son who is the cutest, and I adore him. And I can see myself spending my life with her. The only problem is that she smokes a ton of weed and she sells it in a state that has not legalized it. The issue is that I'm a police officer and I'm only 22, but I've already gotten multiple promotions over people much older than I am, and I'm on the fast track to running my department. If word gets out that my fiancé is a drug dealer and a drug user, my career would be completely over. All my judgments and decisions on the job would come into question. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Both of these things make me extremely happy. What should I do? Do I have to choose one or the other? Please help. That sucks.
Damn.
So the issue here is that neither Kid Fury nor I have any problem with marijuana at all.
Not one.
Not a single issue. And we feel like, I feel honestly, we both feel.
Not me, girl. Didn't say you.
Did like you say everything about this. Like, okay. So you just have to understand that we understand your fiance's point of view. And we even get why you would be
not
cool
the
with
selling
it.
Portion of it.
Right. I mean, well, I'm just not going down that road because that's not a life that I'm about personally.
Well, I mean, I just feel like I totally understand that because you're a police officer, that
right.
that is extremely
right.
complicated.
Exactly.
And I feel like she should just stop. Like,
but I can see how you would like not have a problem personally with it, but then it's like professionally you have to
right.
do something.
That could complicate your career.
Right. So do you end your career like before you can get in trouble? And
hell no.
Right. I mean, but I'm saying like, do you, or do you ask your fiance to stop selling weed?
Stop fucking dealing
I mean,
drugs.
I'm assuming
stop breaking the goddamn law, please, so I can have a goddamn job and be respected in the one place where they hate niggas anyway. Yes, please. Can you please stop the dealing of the drugs? I don't have a problem with it. You know,
why
toke
are you
up.
Like this?
But can you please stop dealing drugs because I'm an officer of the law and it's against it? Thanks. I'd appreciate it. Let's go take the baby to Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm assuming that the drug dealing is making so much money that it would have like an impact on the household. Otherwise, I don't see how this would be an issue.
That's not
if
an
it
excuse.
Was just your wife selling, you know, $50 a week or some shit. I don't even see why you would
that's
care.
Not an excuse because it's not like you don't have any other. Can she not read? It's like
okay.
it's all not
right.
like you don't have any other options. You know what I'm saying? You can go out and go get a traditional job or something like that if you want to have a happy, healthy home. I don't understand. You can't be a drug dealer and expect for your 22-year-old cop fiance to like just be like, oh, well, yeah, here we are trapping out the motherfucking bando as I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't The Wire. Girl, get a job.
I mean, I guess the only way I can really encourage a police officer to advance in his career is if I know that he's, you know, trying to infiltrate it. Like, and do something about how terribly racist the police department works.
Yeah, like, well, I'd hope you out here trying to make a difference, bro.
Right. Otherwise, I hope you out here trying to fix this shit. Because if you out here working for them, then it ain't really nothing I can do for you. But, you know, I mean, it's nothing really that I could tell you to do other than talk to her about this fucking weed. Like, obviously, bitch, you cannot continue to sell weed. Like, this is my career on the line.
Right. And I mean, I don't think that she's like, have to stop selling weed or whatever, because, you know, hey, I got to buy it from somebody. But,
right,
you know, I think that given the circumstances, it would be incredibly selfish to just be like, you know what I'm saying? Unless, like, you are literally, like, paying your child's way. You know, like, taking care
through
of your
private
kids,
school tuition.
Or some, you know what I'm saying?
Something.
But I feel like you have options that can make it work. But
just
if she's not,
I mean, and that's
to
really like the only reason I'm saying that is because it's a legal issue. Like,
right.
Because I personally don't feel no type of way about weed. And if you want to sell it, I have no problem with you doing that. Like, I just feel like there's way, I feel like alcohol is.
White America's just trying to figure out how to do it and take all of our money anyway. So it's not like, I mean, and I don't know. I'm not even sure how much longer it's going to take, but they're going to just be out here, like, doing the same shit they've been locking black people up for doing for the past, I don't even know how many decades. So, like, the stigma of selling marijuana to me is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because the government's just really like, how the fuck do we make the most money from this? So what's the difference? But
and now that they're legalizing it, you see who's making all the money.
Right.
White people.
But,
and who's sitting in jail on weed charges? Black people. And who never got arrested for having weed in the first place? White people. But who's making millions? White people.
But
okay. All right.
I don't know. If it came down to her not wanting to compromise, I would pick the career over even as a police officer.
Right.
And I hate y'all. No shade. I mean, thanks for listening. But I don't.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, and then we don't even have to justify that. Like, I feel like that's, at this point, the police should be justifying to us, not the other way around.
Right.
So, but
I would just like to feel like I see a police officer and, like, hey, that's the person that will help me. Like,
yeah.
I don't
want to automatically think, where's my phone? I need to make sure that I got the video camera ready. Like, I don't want to.
Let me call my mama, tell her I love her.
Right. Like, some shit's about to go down. Let me send out something in the group text so
I
everybody
just don't
will know.
Want to feel that way.
Right.
So hopefully,
like, so,
you're going to, you know,
but anyway,
be an awesome cop.
Yeah. So good luck with that. But
and I like that Kevin Hart Ice Cube movie.
Okay. Wait, did anybody actually go see that?
No, Ride Along did really well. They're doing a sequel.
What, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
it was
thinking
funny
of
too.
Some movie. It must have been something with a white cop and a black cop that came
no,
out.
No, no. That's the, are you thinking of the one with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell?
Kevin Hart is in everything.
That nigga, listen.
Was it like, let's steal a car or some shit? It was something ridiculous.
No, Let's Be Cops.
Oh, Let's Be Cops.
With Jake Johnson and
How do you know every movie?
Damon Wayans Jr.
Did you even go see
Jesus.
That?
Jesus. Woo. Amen.
I mean,
all
he's
the Wayans,
cute,
really. But
he's cute. He is.
I always thought Damon Wayans Jr. was fine.
I think he's adorable. And I loved him on Happy Endings. But anyway.
Stays with the job.
Anyway.
What? Sure. Yeah.
I forgot completely what we were even talking about. Our next question.
Tell your fiance to hit us. I'm kidding.
You are so stupid. Really?
So many jokes on jokes on jokes. Spaghetti.
Ignore that, kids. You didn't hear that. Our next question comes from Prue, and it says, I'm 24 years old. Prue is the name I made up. Just
I know.
FYI. Oh. How?
Charmed.
What's charmed?
Oh, okay.
I'm 24 years old and I'm currently enjoying dating. I'm a pretty chubby girl and lately it seems that I've been approached more and more by skinny guys. I always thought of myself as an extremely confident person, but now that I have been dating guys considerably smaller than I am, insecurities from my younger days are resurfacing. It's getting pretty serious with one guy in particular, and I can tell that he's really into me. But whenever I'm around him, I'm like constantly fixing myself, making sure my clothes aren't bunched up, sucking in my stomach, things like that. I do stuff like this so much that I miss out on the really great moments that we're having, and he has even told me that I've been a little bit distant lately. I could tell he's ready to have sex, and as much as I want to, I just cannot stop feeling so embarrassed. Have you guys ever gone through something similar? If so, do you have any tips for explaining? Oh, wait, no. If so, sorry, I got on the wrong page.
Sure.
I use every drop of advice. I really, really like this guy. Okay, that is it.
For some reason, this makes me think of that episode of The Mindy Project where Mindy had went into the steam room and not knowing it was co-ed. And then her love interest, I can't remember his name for some reason right now. Danny saw her naked, basically, and she was like dodging him the entire episode because she was afraid that he was going to say something about her body, like her. And he kept saying he wanted to tell her something, and she just knew he was going to say that she was fat and disgusting. Uh-huh. And in the end, he said, like, what I wanted to tell you was that you need to stop sucking in your stomach. It makes you look insecure or something like that.
Okay.
And so I don't know why it just made me think of that, because girl, your man, he don't give a fuck.
Here's like the thing,
and a lot of men don't like
you think that you're hiding something by like your angles and your cardigans and sucking in your stomach. That man knows what you look like, girl. He know, he can see your body, and he likes it, girl. He wants to do it to you, girl.
Anyway.
He knows what's underneath. He knows what could be there, and he's excited about it. Like,
you have to be excited about
it,
girl.
Yes, you are the one. You have the hang up here, and you're making it hang your hang up into his. And I know that because I have done that, like, pretty much all of my dating life. And it's only been recently that I have finally realize that sometimes we make our own insecurities, our lovers' insecurities, and they just don't have that problem. And they're very confused. Like,
yeah.
And you've had a conversation with somebody who's interested in you, and they're like, what the fuck are you even talking
like,
about?
Bitch,
like, you
what?
Look amazing, and I cannot wait until you take off your
like,
clothes.
Can we like, just be even? Naked?
I have no idea what the fuck you are talking about. I just want you to stop
niggas
would
be
talking.
Like, that's what the fuck took so goddamn long?
Bitch,
you thought you were what? Wasting my goddamn time.
Girl, he knows what you look
spending
like.
Spending my time, wasting my time. You remember that episode? Anyway, go ahead.
No,
yeah.
I almost
do it to him.
But yeah.
You don't remember the episode?
If you want to have sex with him and
bitch.
The only thing that's getting in your way is that you think he's going to be turned off by you, then just get that out your head.
I say get it popping.
He knows he's excited, girl. Like, just trust us on this. Just go with the flow. Talk to him about it. See how he feels about it. But, like, I assure you this is going to be fine. It should be. It's not my fault if it's not. I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And any other advice?
You know what? Play 7-Eleven and shake that ass in your mirror, girl.
Yes.
And just, you know, love it.
Yeah. I don't even know why. Like, I don't. This is all. Like, if we were going to have that whole conversation, it's all just media brainwashing and body image bullshit. Like, I don't know why people think there's only one type of body that anybody is attracted to.
Kardashians fall.
Like, just because the Kardashians have spent an ungodly amount of money shaping those bodies that they currently possess doesn't mean that that's the only body type that anybody wants.
It's not really their fault, but they definitely... It's that same.
It's that image.
Right.
It's
that
bad
like
shit.
Look at my expensive curves.
The big girls are out
don't
here getting toes every
want
single
expensive
day.
Expensive curves.
I sure don't, girl. I want my own organic
this
body.
This is what's beautiful.
No, I'm cool on that actually.
And that's what the fuck was driving me about Kanye and Mario West in the first thing. You keep talking about their talent is beauty. Like, girl, they're doctors' talent. Anyway.
I could see if they were naturally beauty, but even then, that would be God's talent. But you're,
you know what niggas want? I'm going to clue you in on
surgeons
something.
Surgeons and makeup artists.
You want to know what niggas really want? Like, when it boils down to
please
it?
Please let me know.
Ribs.
Okay.
And greens.
So this is over.
Macaroni. Cheese, potato salad.
All right.
Candied yams.
Okay.
That's what the fuck niggas want.
All right.
Dinner. We've already discussed. We've already said. We've confirmed it. Niggas will. They will fuck. It does. Like, what?
Remember that Kim Kardashian soul food plate?
You didn't have to do that. So we can go on. Are we finished?
Yeah, we're done. Send your questions to asktherita@gmail.com and we will be right back. Hey guys, if you love books as much as we do, then don't forget to check out our awesome friends over at Audible. Go over to audiblepodcast.com/TheRead for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you. There are over 150,000 titles to choose from at Audible. Fiction and nonfiction, every different category imaginable. These are books that you own. It's not a streaming or rental service, and there's free apps for the iPhone, Android, and Windows phone. You can listen and do immersion reading on your Kindle Fire HD, and so then you can listen and read at the same time. It also highlights the text as you read along. There's chapter navigation and annotated bookmarks. There's so many different options, and so again, head over to audiblepodcast.com/TheRead for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial.
Yes, make sure you go over to Audible. There are so many great titles to choose from. I talk all about one of my favorite books, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. It's an amazing book. You should all read it. There's also The Fifth Agreement and The Mastery of Love, which are also awesome books by him. Our girl Issa Rae's book, The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl, is up on Audible.
Yay.
Make sure you check that out.
Congrats.
New York bestseller and all.
You see her?
Yes, Please by Amy Poehler. There are so many amazing titles, all at Audible. So go and check them out with this free 30-day trial and get your life.
That's right. And don't forget, if you ever decide that you don't like the book you choose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy for with another title. No questions asked. So head on over to audiblepodcast.com/TheRead and let them know that The Read sent you. Hey guys, by now we know you have heard about Bevel, which is the first and only shaving system created especially for men with coarse and curly hair, created by Tristan Walker, who is a young entrepreneur who found a void in the marketplace and decided to fill it. This is an amazing product system that Kid Fury has loved, and he's going to tell you more about his experience.
Yes, this razor is actually one of my favorite things. It makes me feel like a grown up. It makes me feel like I really do pay taxes, okay. Which yes. I do. It's very like sensitive on the skin. It's sexy. It comes with like the brush and the creams, the razor. It just looks beautiful, and you can tell that it was designed for hair just like mine, or anyone who has like really coarse curly hair and who is concerned about razor bumps are literally like the Real Housewives of your face. They're just terrible, and with the Bevel razor you never ever have to see them. So I love it.
Okay. So that sounds like all the reasons you could possibly need to love your razor. Plus, it comes in really great packaging. So if you're looking for a nicer kind of classier gift for a coworker or a special man in your life, then absolutely the Bevel system is a great gift choice. So head on over to getbevel.com today and use code TheRead to get 20% off your first month. That's at getbevel.com, GETBEVEL.com. Elevate your shaving experience today with Bevel and Read. And now let's get back to the show.
I am Miss Icon. I've seen you all of Green High Modern. Miss I taught, I'll teach you how to. Well, Lord, we're back. And it's time for the read.
Okay. That was Broadway as fuck. What the hell was that?
You got to read.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'll go.
Yeah. All right. If you want to.
So my read goes out to some woman by the name of Christy Capel. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Christy is one of the hosts for a Fox show, like a morning show in Cleveland. And when commenting on Lady Gaga's performance at the Oscars, Christy said, "It's usually so hard to hear her voice with all that jigaboo music, whatever you want to call it, in the background." Haha, jigaboo. That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
Twitter wasn't having it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I think since then, she said something on her show like, I just want to take a moment to address a comment I made yesterday. It's important for me to let you know that I deeply regret my insensitive comment, and I truly did not know the meaning of the word and would never intentionally use such hurtful language.
Bitch.
So.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You didn't know that the word jigaboo is a racial slur, but you knew that you could use it in a way to demean someone's music or style or whatever. You knew it was offensive, obviously, because what you're trying to say is that all of that loud, basically the way that racist people would use the word jigaboo anyway, you're saying that, like, you're using it that way to describe Lady Gaga's music, but you're saying that you don't fucking know what it means.
Right.
I don't believe that. Either way, it doesn't fucking matter. You used a racist, offensive term. All you got to say, girl, is I am sorry. Won't happen again. Mm-hmm. I've learned from my mistake. Whether you knew it or you did it. Like, I don't, if, first of all, if you could just be using fucking racial slurs on national goddamn television and not know that words fucking mean things, maybe that's not the job for you. Maybe you shouldn't be sitting behind a table for anybody's camera to speak to any part of any country. If you can just say jigaboo or nigga or whatever the fuck, I don't know, faggot. If you can just be out here saying whatever the fuck and just using words like that, not knowing the meaning behind them, then you probably shouldn't have a job in communications. That's how I feel, you know?
Right.
But aside from that, you now know that you've said something highly offensive, something racist, on Fox, no less. Shocker. Mm-hmm. But you've said it. The proper way to apologize would simply be, I'm incredibly sorry that I have offended anyone or that I hurt someone. Was not my intention. It will never happen again. We don't give a fuck about you not know. You, in fact, you telling us that you didn't know that that word meant what it means, girl, just kind of confirms to us that you ignorant as fuck, that you're a dummy, and that you probably shouldn't be doing what you're doing
and
right
you
now.
Think we as stupid as you are, and that's the insulting part. Like, you really think I'm that fucking dumb?
So I don't want to hear your voice behind any fucking music. To me, silence. I don't want to hear your voice at all, Christy. I heard she got suspended or whatever. Mm-hmm. She should be suspended from, like, work, period.
Okay.
From, like, America. From, like, the English
language.
I just
don't even. It's just some shit that it's just like, okay. What can they not get away with, though, honestly? They can always just say, oh, I didn't know. And that's always the excuse. If you're killing one of us, if you're calling something a jigaboo on television because you're a fucking newscaster, it doesn't really matter. You could just say you didn't know. You thought you saw something. You didn't see it. And da da. And oh, it's just a misunderstanding. And that's all that you have to say. Okay.
Who the fuck just be like, just open your mouth and just.
Miss. Just mess, garbage.
I didn't know.
Okay, girl.
Dyke, what?
No, you just wasn't thinking. You was just acting like you was at phone.
I knew it sounded familiar. I just wasn't sure, like, what it meant. I just figured it was like.
I think I saw it on Facebook.
I thought it was like that new dance.
Shut up.
Dumbass. So what's yours? I know what it is. Just no. Go ahead.
Actually, I know a lot of people are expecting me to cuss out Juliana Rancic. And I really do want to. Like, I still sort of kind of want to. But the issue is that she put out an apology that I feel like is an actually decent apology. And so I'm not as angry with her as I was before.
What
now,
was the
apology? She made these very, I'm sure everybody has heard about this. She made these very stank comments about Zendaya's hair. And Zendaya put out that very classy Instagram post. And
she said that Zendaya's dress
Zendaya
made her look like.
She said she smelled like weed or patchouli, oil, right?
Whatever.
And it was just like so blatantly racist that I'm surprised that she seemed shocked that there was backlash. But it was like, girl, like, how dare you? Like, Like, you're saying this because it's a black hairstyle on a black woman. That is the reason that you're associating it with something that you think is dirty. When in reality, y'all are the motherfuckers who have to be dirty in order to get dreadlocks. Not us, honey. We can stay clean and our hair can do that because that's our hair. That's what our hair does. Y'all are the ones who wallow around in filth for months in order to get your shit to do that. But I'm not even reading that bitch this week because she put out an apology and she said, I understand that, you know, even though it was not my intention and I meant Bohemian Chic, which it doesn't even make sense because, again, nothing about Zendaya's look suggested Bohemian Chic. This bitch was not in like fucking Birkenstocks and long, like flowery skirts. So, but anyway, shut the fuck up.
What was the decent part of the apology?
Sorry. The good part of the apology was that she said that even though this was not my intention, I have learned that it doesn't matter what my intention was. It only matters what the result was. And the fact of the matter is that my words were offensive. And for that, I'm very sorry. Like, it was a really decent apology. I don't know if she meant it, but if she did, then kudos to her. Whoever wrote it did a good job.
Kelly Osbourne said that if somebody didn't do something, she was walking. So you goddamn right, Juliana Rancic went on there and said whatever the fuck she said.
Right, and people are saying it's good that she did it on air. She had to do it on air. What the fuck you mean?
Mama, Joan Rivers went on to the other side. And now they on there feeling like they just get, because I've always wondered who gave people, like, I just think it's ridiculous that you can sit on a show and bash what somebody is wearing and like, but like, look at you.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
I personally
could never be on a show judging nobody's fashion because I don't dress in a way that suggests that I know shit about clothes. So then,
it's not even just that, because like, even like, you've got fucking Joan Rivers, now they got Kathy Griffin. Like, the whole point of the show is to poke fun at famous people, which is what I do. I don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
The thing about it is, like, you'll do that. You will go to these award shows and have the microphones and be like, "Hi, I'm Juliana Rancic. Zendaya, who are you wearing?" Like, it's all of this drama. And then you go on to this show and you say that she's got dreads and she looks like she smells like weed. Like, don't invite me to the party if that's the case. Like, I just rather not. That whole back and forth, and the fact that you can sit there and say that this person looks like they smell like weed. Like, Juliana Rancic looks like the fucking toenail, like Cole's toenail that hit Gina in the forehead when he slept over.
That is disgusting.
That's how I fucking feel. Watch your mouth.
Like,
and
right.
I'm not even a Zendaya fan. Like,
me either.
It's corny as fuck. Like, y'all go to these every fucking red carpet, Golden Globes, Emmys, every single one, and you will be like sucking the bottom of these fucking famous people's boots, and then you fucking call them ugly the next day. Like, I feel like Karrueche's a dummy. If I saw Karrueche tomorrow, I'd be like, "Hey, girl,
don't ask me about how I feel about the decisions you make in your relationship.
Could you excuse me? I'm trying to get to the elevator." That's what I was going to say. Like, we don't even have to speak to each other. Like, I'm not that pressed. Like,
oh, did you see when Lady Gaga completely ignored her, Juliana, on the red carpet? Like, she called out Lady Gaga and Lady Gaga was just like, "Bitch," and just kept right
on
walking.
That's the thing. Like, why would I ever? The reason I talk about celebrities is because I think it's important to realize, A, it's funny, and B, I think it's important to realize that they're human just like us. You know what I'm saying? They're talented as fuck. Mm-hmm. Some of them are, some of them may not. So may not be, but they're people. Like, Chris Brown did this whole fucking 45-minute ass interview showing you that he is a nigga. He's a nigga that can sing and dance,
right.
But he's a nigga. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it to go and be at their fucking parties with them and be like, "Oh, Drake, you know, so I love your album. Would you like to be on The Read?" I don't give a fuck if that nigga ever comes to the guy. Like, you're welcome to come.
Yes.
But I think it's just corny as fuck to be like,
"You're welcome."
You know, practically you're their scarf 1 minute and then the next day you're talking about their scarf.
Yeah.
Girl.
I don't get that part of it either, but... So So, I mean, I'm like, I'm not trying to excuse her.
And who is Julie? What does she do?
Obviously. Nothing. Like, she is this woman who is famous for being on the show.
Isn't she like a host of Entertainment Tonight?
Some shit like that. But I don't think she was ever actually like an actress or anything herself. I think she's always just been.
Is she like the white free?
This girl. The only reason I really know her name is because I've seen clips on the internet from her reality show where the doctors told her she was going to have to gain 10 or 20 pounds if she wanted to get pregnant. She was
she
just like
a reality show.
She did, I guess.
What is she
and her husband
doing in reality. Besides, listen to what I'm telling you that about chancleta.
I have seen clips of this bitch's show on the internet. I don't know her life. I just know that the doctors told her she had to gain 20 pounds or so if she wanted to have a baby. She was like, I'll pass.
I just feel like until I see like Anna, Andre, you know what I'm saying? When I see Vogue out here with a show saying that bitch looked a mess, like Anna Wintour, fucking right. Andre Leon, these are people that can sit in my fucking face and be like, that bitch looked dreadful. Naomi Campbell, in fact, could have a show and say that fucking bitch looked a mess. You know what I mean?
It's but nothing this Juliana bitch could say to me.
Derek
and I see
J.
why.
Shouldn't.
Right.
I don't get it.
And that's not even something where it's like no shade or whatever, because it's absolutely shade. Like, you should look at yourself and realize that you're in no position to judge what somebody else has on.
And
that's
just
what
that,
it is.
Not even just that. What do you do? Like,
right.
I don't
who
know
are
if you?
You
have a
How
fashion
are you qualified?
Line. Like Claudia Jordan said, everyone's got a hair company. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. Like, what gives you the right? It's one thing to call out people on just their regular average bullshit behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But what gives you the right to judge what somebody is wearing and what they look like, they smell like, and all of that stuff? Like, if you don't have a track record in fucking in the fashion industry, like, you're not Marc Jacob, you're not fucking Donna Karen, so you're not even fucking Alyssa Milano. At least she hosts Project Runway All-Stars.
Right.
You shut, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? And at least if you're gonna do this, because again, I understand the whole point of fashion police is to poke fun, and I'm not mad at poking fun at famous people, but at least if we're gonna do it, have some fucking tact. Don't try and up the shock factor now because the one woman that you could blame all of the offense on, because let's be real, like, you haven't even done your read, have you?
No, and the thing is, like, it wasn't even going to be about this, but it clearly did turn into this, so let's just finish it.
No, like, the thing about Joan Rivers, she was, like, known for always being offensive. She was known for being red carpet. She was known for
and
all
and we were
of
clearly
that.
Not fans of hers. Of
you know, but
like,
some people like
this
that.
Hair lately. But people lived for that. Like, they felt
right.
like, and I mean, definitely in her day, she was certainly like a pioneer as far as
but
women.
But that
in
was
comedy.
Her type of comedy.
Right.
Just like Kathy Griffin pokes fun at celebrities at all her shows, and I think that she's funny because personally, I don't think that I think Kathy Griffin toes the line. She doesn't jump over it. Joan Rivers to me was, you know, it was like a different thing, but that was always her thing. So she could be offensive, you know, like, and people would be like, oh, Joan, whatever, and she would just keep, because that was
like her 30-year shtick.
Right.
We but, don't even know who you are, girl. Like,
right.
If you thought you could step into Joan Rivers' place, I mean, and I never saw Joan Rivers having a place, so it's far be it from me, but if you thought you could jump in this position, I'm here to tell you that you absolutely can't. Like, that's not ever going to be your lane.
Honey, Kelly Osbourne almost had a fit.
Well, and I mean, I don't even understand what she was so worked up for. Oh,
she couldn't hardly spell at one point.
She's just so distraught over the internet because your friend said something so terrible. Like, it was racist and stupid.
It was
and I'm
so
glad.
Dumb.
But it's like, again, once again, the apology, if it's sincere, then it was an excellent apology.
I just don't know.
She
did feel real bad.
I hope she does feel real bad because it was just like, bitch, really?
I don't even think I've ever heard her name associated with something like that before.
Yeah.
So she was probably just like thought that she could be real cute.
Yeah.
And it came back to bite her in the ass, and she probably went home with her tail between her legs. I'm sure
I just
she really
know,
does feel like shit.
I logged on to Twitter one day and I had like a good 500 mentions talking about, well,
I saw it all.
Well, here you go. And I was just like, well, what in the fuck happened?
How dare you?
Woo.
Well, what was your read going to be?
Well, it was going to be about Patricia Arquette, but now we have bitches been in here for
who's
a million.
Who's Patricia Arquette?
Patricia Arquette is the lady who won Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars, which we didn't watch. We played games or something. I don't know what we did. but I heard about her speech and her remarks that she made backstage afterwards. But I mean, honestly, we've been in here forever. So we can just, I can do it next week. It's no big deal.
I cried when I watched that Glory performance, though.
I did. You know what? And I'll say this. I tip my motherfucking hat to Lady Gaga because that bitch did that.
She did that.
That bitch did the fuck out of that performance. I said, now I do not understand how Shonda Rhimes found it in her heart to hate on that because I thought that
Shonda Rhimes
was like, I cannot believe that they made Julie Andrews sit through that. Idina and Menzel was right there. And I'm just like.
But Idina Menzel never sings
first
great
of
live.
All, let's.
Idina Menzel
okay,
dropped the
well,
ball.
First of all, the Idina Menzel stands are going to be in your mentions for that, and I wasn't going to say it. I'm glad you did. And
what?
Secondly,
I don't give a shit.
Julie Menzel, Andrews herself clearly loved the performance, and Gaga killed that shit. I don't know what Shonda was talking about on that one. Like, I ride with you, girl, but I don't know what the fuck you meant with that. I thought it was phenomenal. I said, go to hell on then, little
she
bitch.
She really did sing the fuck out
she
of that.
She did.
Even without her jigaboo music. Dumbass.
That stupid bitch.
Well.
So, but anyway, that wraps up an episode of The Read. Make sure you log on to thisistheread.com where you can see every episode and find links and information about us and upcoming shows. Speaking of which, our 2-year anniversary show is on Saturday. And I think we just added a few more tickets, maybe. You might want to just head on over to the website and check, see if there's some available. I think there may be. But we are doing a giveaway on, what day are we doing a giveaway?
Today.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll just do a giveaway today. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at This Is The Read to win 2 free VIP tickets to the sold out or however many tickets are left show on Saturday. And let's see. What else? What news do you have?
I don't know if this is going to be online by the time this is posted. Probably not. Things are moving. Let's say that.
Okay.
I'm uploading new things and things.
Oh, is this... Okay.
Things and things.
Is this the thing that... The thing? Or like the...
Lots of things.
Okay. So it's the thing that I think it is. Okay.
So, you know, we're trying out new things this year. So look out. You know, keep your... brow raised. I don't know. And
yes.
Do you have any parting Facebook?
Yes, Facebook at This Is The Read. And don't forget you can subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. And also shout out to Fast Company for the profile. They shouted out us and this show called Denzel Washington is the greatest actor of all time, period, which sounds hilarious. And I'm going to check that out. But anyway.
Oh, I've heard.
Thanks for
so
the write up.
Things about it.
They called us young gay black friends offering biting, hilarious takes on topics. That's cute, right?
Yeah.
Did you see young?
So cute.
So, but anyway, thanks a lot, Fast Company.
Okay.
And what about you? Do we have an acronym this week?
GLR.
Gotta love Rihanna.
Get like Rihanna.
I knew it.
So good.
I love it. I love her.
She's the fashion of my life. The touch. The feel.
Is she the cotton? Is she the fabric of your life? Is she the blueprint? Is she the rubric?
So, we next week is the time that we will speak to you again.
We will see y'all next week.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health, or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kefir and Crystal sent you.